5 new billboards are going up around Phoenix. Not a big number, especially if you're comparing them to the campaigns of big brand names, but these billboards are definitely turning some heads. They are targeting teachers who are unhappy with their pay here in Arizona and promising them larger salaries if they move to Fort Worth, Texas, to work in the 5th largest district there, Fort Worth Independent School District. So will this poaching strategy work? Clint Bond is a spokesperson for the Fort Worth ISD and he hopes that it will work, and he's joining us now. So, Clint, why target Phoenix?
To be honest, it began with Oklahoma, Oklahoma being a little bit closer to us. We got the idea that maybe since we hire between 500 and 800 teachers in any given year, we decided that perhaps some of them might be interested in coming to Fort Worth to work.
So you've done this in other school districts where there have been teacher walkouts?
We had a campaign in San Diego, we did Michigan, and we did Florida, and we targeted areas around universities that were putting out teachers. Once Arizona teachers started to make some noise, we have a superintendent who worked in Phoenix for a while, Kent Scribner, and he said, let's do Phoenix. So we started and put together a campaign for Phoenix.
So you're trying to target teachers that are graduating from Arizona universities here in Phoenix that are unhappy with their lot in Arizona schools and say it'll be better here in Fort Worth?
Sure. Not only those that are graduating, but also perhaps veteran teachers. At the end of a school year, we know that not only do our teachers here in Fort Worth, some of them reassess their lives and decide that they want to move somewhere else, but we know it happens in other school districts. So if this is an opportunity for someone in Arizona who be a veteran or whether they be someone who's new to the industry, that perhaps they would want to consider Fort Worth as a place to work. And not only do we have a good school district, we have a good community in which they can live and raise a family if they have one.
Can teachers make more money in the independent school district there?
Our starting salary for teachers here is $52,000. We average about $65,000 when you consider all years of experience. And that money might even be just a little bit more depending on what our board adopts in the budget this coming June.
And you said this is because your school district is hiring teachers every year. Have you seen any return so far from Arizona or from other states where you've targeted teachers who might be unhappy?
I've not had the chance to call our human capital management this morning to see if they've gotten any calls from Phoenix since last evening. But I know that we have numerous inquiries from Oklahoma, and I know that a number of teachers came down to our recent job fair from Oklahoma, and we hired several of them on the spot, both at the elementary and secondary level.
But what about class size and school funding in Texas? Aren't there some issues there as well in terms of funding education in that state?
Certainly. There are issues within Texas, and as far as the educators in the state are very united, and we have been able to do things locally that I don't know that you guys are able to do, that have been able allowed us to move around some tax money and some pennies in property tax that have allowed us to bring in additional funds that we otherwise wouldn't have had. For example, last fall, we had an extremely successful capital improvement program bond election. So that $750 million we're going to build new schools with, and there will be no tax increase. So we're being creative in the ways that we're financing, and we're still working with the legislature to get additional monies and resources that we need.
You must understand that, here in Arizona, the teachers have gone through this massive walkout. They've made a big show and tried to get a raise here to improve education here in Arizona. So I'm sure a lot of them and the unions involved here really want to keep those teachers here and have fought to make them happy. So have you gotten any sort of response like that where people are a little like, don't take our teachers, we actually need them?
We haven't gotten that response yet, not that I've seen. I know our superintendent has received several calls from Phoenix. You know, look, when we saw the teachers on television, we really were impressed by their passion, by their commitment, by their dedication to their profession and to the children they serve. And that, frankly, is one of the reasons that we would consider teachers from Arizona or Oklahoma or anywhere that had that kind of commitment.
I guess my response, sort of as an Arizonan, right, is a little like, well, you know, what about us? Where does that leave us if another district, another state's going to try and poach our teachers?
Well, I would be disingenuous if I didn't acknowledge that this was somewhat opportunistic. But our job is education, just as the teachers in Arizona or Oklahoma, and the people who have to hire those teachers and have to educate those children, they know that they have to have the best teachers that are available. So that's what we're looking for.
All right. That's Clint Bond, Fort Worth Independent School District spokesperson. Clint, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you very much.